This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 29th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 112, verse 7 to 8. It says there, "They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their enemies." End of quote. We live in unprecedented times of economic collapse and human disaster all over the world due to current difficulties and hardship caused by the COVID-19. Day after day, we hear much bad news. Coronavirus cases are on the rise again, the report says. We hear the word death, or we understand someone we know well passed away more often these days. People are suffering financially and relationship-wise. Freedom of mobility and activities are restricted. Many people are locked down in their homes for a long time. And such prolonged lockdown also creates psychological and health issues. Our Bible Insights reminds the best secret of your health in such an unhealthy and sometimes fearful season. It is trusting in the Lord Almighty. Assuredly, trust in the Lord is the best antidote for fear, worries, and struggles. It says the hearts of those who trust in the Lord are steadfast. Secondly, their hearts are secure. Thirdly, they have no fear. They have no fear means every time fear enters, they substitute on and replace with the faith and trust in the Lord God. Thirdly, in the end, they will come out triumphant on their enemies. Don't you want to be a person like this? The absence of trust in the Lord produces confused and unsteady minds, insecure hearts, fear, and defeat. Beloved, Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, "But I thank God who always leads us in victory because of Christ." End of quote. You see, Paul was deeply troubled and anguished, according to verse 4. And he had no peace of mind, according to verse 13. However, later he thanked God and wrote that God always leads us in victory because of Christ. God always leads us to success, even though we may get troubled, anguished, and without peace of mind in the process. Bible says God cares for those who put their faith and trust in Him in these words. It says in 1 Corinthians, it says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared for those who love Him." End of quote. I bet you won't see in the midst of your struggles all these good things. However, you see, God promised His wonderful and amazing deliverances in terms explained in these verses. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "God keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you." End of quote. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." End of quote. In short, those who put their faith and trust in God, even in troubled times like this, have perfect peace and safety. Not only those who trust in God have peace and security, but God always works to work everything together finally for their good, for those who love and trust in Him. You see, a person who trusts in the Lord is not a loser. He is the only one who wins triumphantly because of his unshakable trust in the eternal God and his never-changing promises. Sometimes we go through heavy and shaky situations, don't we? However, God leads us to victory because of Christ. Remember, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "God always leads us in victory because of Christ." It is Christ's name that grants victory over sad and fearful circumstances. The reason is that God took the charges against us, away from us, and nailed them to the cross of Jesus Christ. He stripped the rulers and authorities of their power. God made a public spectacle of them as God celebrated His victory in Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus because there are victories over all of my seemingly difficult situations in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. I know God took all the charges against me and He nailed them to the cross of Christ. He abolished the evil rulers and authorities of their power and celebrated His victory in Jesus. Christ died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. May I place my hope and trust in You until all these difficulties go away. I find my peace and safety in You. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.